Chad Moyer with you on the Rural Radio Network. Cumming County Feeders Banquet was on Saturday evening in West Point. One of the dignitaries in attendance, Senator Ben Hansen from Nebraska's 16th District. Senator Hansen, thanks for visiting with us here today. What do you think of an event like this? Cattlemen coming together in a great place for a great meal. Just a great event, don't you think?
I think it's a very great event. Not only is the food great, but the company as well. And I think this is a great chance for myself, at least, at being a representative of the district, to get out and talk to people, especially with the recent flooding, with some of the disaster declarations we're having, to kind of get an idea of where they're at, what they want from me, what I can do. And so this gives me a chance to talk to a whole lot of people in one area. And I think events like this are great, and I really encourage them throughout the state. And so this is one of the best ones I always go to every year.
Senator Hansen, give me your update on the legislative activities to date. Where do you think we sit? Have we done some good? What's kind of cooking right now?
I think we've done some good. I think it seems like, again, this is my first year, you know, being a freshman senator. But with talking with other senators, it seems like there is a little bit more kind of animosity and negativity, it seems like, this year with some of the bills that are coming forward. LB 227 was one of them. They have amended that quite a bit to make it a lot more palatable for homeowners. It was a bill that was to protect farmers, big and small, from nuisance lawsuits if they decide to expand or change their operations. That was one that was kind of highly debated, and then I got a lot of feedback from my constituents on, too, especially in Cumming County, Washington County, and Burke County. But they have come to a very good agreement that protects the homeowner, protects the established operation. And so both sides actually came together on this bill, and it was kind of encouraging to see because it hasn't been like that in a lot of bills so far. And so it's something I've been trying to do, but also kind of stick to our values that our district has and what I have as well.
All right. Do you think, are we ripe for getting someone done on property taxes? Can you feel some movement on that?
We're starting to see a little bit of movement on that. You know, and this is what I tell my constituents and I tell your senators. That's what I'm here for. This is what I got elected for. That's my number one kind of issue that I'm trying to deal with. And so I'm keeping a very close eye on stuff that's coming out. The Revenue Committee right now is coming out with a kind of a plan to help deal with property taxes the governor and the Revenue Committee and some other senators are trying to get together on here a little bit and figure some things out. But it doesn't increase sales tax, which is then hopefully to help be directed towards property tax relief. And so it's a very tricky thing, especially in government, to make sure if you're going to say one thing, that it's actually directed towards what you say is going to be, and instead of a year or two, it's spent somewhere else. And so that's where I'm keeping a very close eye on.
All right. So I think we're about two-thirds away through the session, if I remember right. What's on the docket? What do you think has to happen here before the end of the session? Anything specifically that you're watching?
Besides property taxes,
yep.
The biggest things that are going to be coming up here just some of the issues. Medical marijuana, one of the things we just got done with the death penalty. Medicaid expansion, I'm on HHS committee. That's one thing that we're kind of working on, how we're going to incorporate that. And so I don't know what other kind of property tax. Senator Friesen, Senator Breezy, they both have some property tax bills that are hopefully going to be coming out on the floor so we can at least start debating. That's kind of what I want to start talking about. But I think those are some of the major kind of core ones that's going to take some time right now and a lot of debate.
On the Medicaid expansion, what's the thought on that so far? How does the committee have any ideas on how to go about doing what the people said they wanted?
Yeah, the committee and the department, you know, because the HHS committee that the senators are part of, and there's Department of Health and Human Services that the administration has a part in. I like the direction they're going with Medicaid expansion. They're incorporating at least some sense of personal responsibility into the person who is going to be getting Medicaid. Again, it's that hand up, not a handout. I think it's the approach they're trying to take. And so I like the direction they're going right now. Still a lot of work that needs to be done. Yeah. And I think over the interim, that's what a lot of the centers and what we're going to be working on in HHS is making sure that it's being effective and that it's not costing the state a whole lot of money. Because right now it's already looking like it's going to cost more than we thought, just in the administration portion. So I'm being very cognizant of the fact that we're being fiscally responsible with any kind of Medicaid expansion that we do, but also helping people out.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks for the update. Appreciate it, Senator.
Yes, no problem. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Again, we've been visiting with Senator Ben Hansen, Nebraska's 16th District, on hand in West Point for the Cumming County Feeders Banquet. Chad Moyer reporting.